been able to do. Defensively, I really felt we had a good game plan in place. The coaches did a very nice job. We were able to put pressure on the quarterback. I believe we hit him 11 times, sacked him 4 times, and created some turnovers there in the second half. It was definitely a team win. We stated early in the week that our goal was to be 1-0, and we got that accomplished. And we'll get on the plane, get back to Atlanta, and go for our next 1-0 week. And with that, I'll open it up for questions. Daryl.
Coach, could you talk about Roddy and Harry's catches on that touchdown drive to give you the lead there late?
Although, I thought that there were some outstanding throws and outstanding catches. It was probably the two big plays there in that drive. Thought we did a good job protecting our quarterback as well. But our playmakers made plays when they were presented to them. For the most part, we're going to always feel like we can do a little bit better in certain situations.
Matt talked about being opportunistic going to this game, and one of the things you guys took advantage of is when they did pick up those penalties, they picked up a couple of holding penalties and stuff like that. Talk about that, taking advantage of when the Bucks gave you guys more scoring drives.
Yeah, again, you've got to take advantage. You get a first down and you're able to, doesn't really matter how you get it. When you get a first down, coupling the drives, you need to come away with points, preferably touchdowns. But I thought that the guys, again, we did a nice job. I thought that we won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the football in the game today.
Steven Jackson seemed like he ran hard today.
He did. I thought Steven came out and right from the beginning, I think he saw how we started the game, what we wanted to try to get accomplished. You've got to win the line of scrimmage in the NFL, and I thought that we did that today.
You talk about your pass rushes. You mentioned the stats, but they came at key times in the game.
We had critical plays on the defensive side, and those sacks in the first quarter, you don't remember them. You remember them in the last 2 or 3 minutes of a football game much more. That's when you really want to make the make the play when you're rushing the passers there, when they're driving down the field and don't have timeouts or trying to get back in the ball game. Thought they did a very good job. Excuse me? Oh gosh, he came over and said that he caught it, we couldn't see it from the view that we had, but he came over and said he caught it, and of course I thought that with the new system in place, the league did a very good, did a very good job of doing what they're supposed to do, and they were able to, overturn the play on the field.
In addition to the team's record, do you have an extra week to sit around the bye week? How difficult kind of was that being sort of sitting around thinking about what all had happened, not just the last game, but the first?
Oh gosh, for the players, I'm glad that we had the the week to get them healthy. For the coaches and the people in the building, we all want to get back and go play as quickly as possible. But I thought we did a very good job in our preparation. We've committed to these guys to do everything in our power to put them in the best positions to play. And as a coaching staff, and then these guys got to go out and make their plays. And we did that today, and we got the outcome that we wanted. It's not a problem at all. This is a big boy's business. You're dredged on your wins and losses, and we've got half a season to play. And I can assure you, we're going to do everything in our power each and every week to go 1-0.
Mike, how tough a matchup is Mike Evans, and how'd you guys do
him? Well, I think he had some, he had some big catches in the game, and he is a tough matchup. I think he's probably one of the most improved players, Ira, in terms of from watching him from week 3 to this week. He's a very physical player, and he's going to create matchup issues for lots of defenders.
You talked about what you liked to know in the game plan defensively. How do you get that going consistently with guys being consistent defensively like that? Because you can see
they're capable of doing it. We have been playing, even though the numbers may not dictate it, we've been playing a little bit better over the last 5 or 6 weeks on defense. And I think it really showed today. The guys were able to make plays when they were presented. We put pressure on the quarterback, and we were able to sack the quarterback. And in turn, we were able to create some interceptions. And when you do that, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna like what's happening for your, not only your defense, but for your whole entire football team.
Okay, guys, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, thank you, guys.